This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill to ban the sale of assault weapons in Colorado has hit the end of its road at the legislature. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill would have banned the sale and transfer of semi-automatic rifles with certain features, along with some other types of weapons. It cleared the Democratic-controlled House, but the Democratic Senate sponsor, Julie Gonzalez, says she will ask for it to be voted down in committee. Gonzalez says conversations about the policy need to continue outside the pressure cooker of the Capitol, especially with so little time left before the session ends. This is the second year in a row an assault weapons ban has failed. Backers say they plan to bring the bill back next session. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Coloradans will not be paying extra for beer and liquor, CPR's Andrew Kenny.
A bill at the legislature would have added a couple cents to the typical alcohol purchase, adding up to about $20 million a year for the state to put into treatment programs. It was rejected by the Senate Finance Committee on Saturday. Bria Kinsella, an advocate for substance use treatment, says that's evidence that alcohol still hasn't gone through the same reckoning as tobacco.
It sounds really defeatist, but alcohol has been the most acceptable and accessible substance even throughout prohibition, so I don't necessarily see that changing big time.
She said reformers would take on the industry again in the future. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A push to improve safety on mountain roads has cleared the legislature. It increases requirements for tire chains and prohibits semis from using the left lane on parts of Interstate 70. State Senator Dylan Roberts.
The bill would have banned the sale and transfer of semi-automatic.
It's a very low cost or no cost way to improve safety and efficiency on the corridor. And it's a huge return on investment because the data shows that every hour that I-70 is closed, it costs the economy $2 million.
Cottonwood Pass is open for the season. That's the Cottonwood Pass that connects Gypsum to Carbondale. This is CPR News.